Hi, best friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing Thrum by Meg Smitherman. And we're so excited!
Yes, the stars aligned, and we were able to cover this one this year because the other book was just not it. It was
It
just not
was just
it.
not it. And you know what is it? Is
Thrum.
Thrum. Let me tell you something. Okay, actually, first of all, before we rate this book, I'm going to read you the back of the book on Goodreads, and then we'll get into it. Amy awakes from years in stasis to find she's at the edges of deep space and the only surviving member of her crew. Utterly alone and unable to contact Earth, she sends out a distress beacon, not expecting a response. When she gets one from a being who calls himself Dorian, she's welcomed onto his ship as he offers his assistance in any way he can. But nothing on Dorian's ship is as it seems. And as Amy tries to navigate the maze of hallways and first contact with this alien being, a deep hum begins to resonate, haunting her, as if the ship itself is whispering to her. Dun dun
And it
dun!
haunts my nightmares as well.
Oh, it's so spooky!
It is so spooky. The perfect way, truly, to kick off October, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
it really is. It sets the tone for a
It
little
does.
Spooktober season.
Because we're actually just reading a lot of scary shit.
Yeah, you
But
guys are, you're not gonna have a break until like Thanksgiving time.
at least.
It's staying dark up until that point. I hope you're ready. What would you rate this book?
10 out of 10. It was stunning and spooky, and I was so uncomfortable the
Yeah.
whole time reading it. And I loved it. I could not have asked for more in a novella, especially. Sometimes novellas, I think, fall a little flat for me because I'm always left wanting more. And I was good. I
Yeah.
was good with what I was given. I did not want more.
Yes, because because it's one, it's scary. But two, I think the way this one ended, it's like, yes, you could have been given more, but you can imagine what more would have been. Like, we've already been here before. Like, this was her third time on that
It's
ship,
just gonna
baby.
keep
Like,
going.
yeah, like maybe things will change. Maybe things will, like, eventually she'll be genuinely like staying on the ship. But I don't know. I kind of think we're in a permanent state of
Ooh, we're
purgatory from
stuck in
this
a
Amy.
loop.
And I love that idea. Like, that's so scary. Yes, I would rate this book 100 out of 10. Actually, it is, like you said, it is spooky, it's captivating, it's sexy, it has everything that you could possibly want from a novella. Like, it just delivered. And
It
I
was
think
giving.
this, it was giving. And this novella, I remember seeing it like marketed on social media, and I can't remember if it was like TikTok or Instagram. But I was really excited for it because the first book that I read by Meg was Frost Queen's Blade. And I read that this summer, and I really, really liked that book. Tavi and I actually had a readathon over the summer, and I was reading that one, and she knows how into it I was. So,
It sounded amazing. I have
yeah.
not read it still.
And she has other books as well. She has a duology, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's about archaeologists, maybe. I can't 100% remember the plot to those. But yes, she has other books out there if you really enjoyed Thrum.
So that being said,
That being
what
said,
will dive into some characters. There's not a lot, as you can imagine, in deep space. So we'll start with Amy, who is our girl. She's scared, and I'm scared. And she started off in what I would say is not the most ideal circumstance.
but you know what? She remained pretty level-headed.
You know what? Like, she had herself a little breakdown. A little
But it was
meltdown.
demure.
It was a tasteful breakdown.
Yes, it was.
I would have thrown my No, I wouldn't have. I would not have gone anywhere near the door. I am so scared of space. And like that truly could not have been a worse situation.
Yeah, at least, like, and yes, obviously, she has gaps in her memory because we later learn this is not her first time waking up in space. But at least
It's her third.
she like expected it, you know, like she expected to wake up from stasis. So she was like expecting to wake up in space. However, what she wasn't expecting, what she couldn't remember, was that her crew was all dead. And that, of course, sent her into a spiral, as it should, because she was like, oh God, I'm all alone. But yeah, I would say her panic was pretty calm.
Yeah. Deep down, like, I think her mind probably was just protecting itself.
Oh, yeah, she was like fully repressing the fact that she
Yeah.
had, in fact, murdered her crew. Obviously, we don't learn this till later in the book, but Amy is an extremely unreliable narrator. But I really love that about her. And I think sometimes, like, whenever you learn how a character is an unreliable narrator, you're like, everything from the beginning of the book is kind of now lost its,
Tainted.
yeah, like it's tainted. But for me, I found it even more like intriguing now, like knowing what I know now, that she did like repress all of that.
You know what? Like, it kind of reminded me of just like the plot twist, like when we get that realization she's having the flashbacks, it reminded me of The Silent Patient.
Yeah.
When we find out it was like him all along, and you're just like, holy shit, like this whole thing is just a lie.
Yes.
Everything's a lie.
Another thing it reminds me of is, did you watch that movie Don't Worry, Darling, with Florence Pugh and Harry
Yes.
Styles? Okay, because it kind of reminds me of that too, where
Yeah.
she is like, she's remembering these snippets, but they're being like repressed by the, like, I mean, her psyche was being like actively affected by an outside
Right.
source, but like she's remembering these things, but then not really. And then, you know, you get to the end, and then all of a sudden she's finally like seeing things the way they are. It's so spooky
And she's
and
like, what
scary.
is this? And I'm like, what? Where are we?
Yes, it's giving that vibe. This told me a lot about myself too, because I feel like I became so attached to Amy. I felt like she was written in such a way that I was extremely empathetic towards her, and you know, just like really wanting her to be safe and be comforted in this horrifying situation. And then as the reveal is slowly being unveiled, you're like in a slow motion, like,
Like horror.
oh no, because you don't want to be mad at her, but what she did was horrible.
Yeah, you're like, Amy,
And now, Amy.
you can't murder people.
Oh my God. But like, low key, you still like wanted to support her because of that connection that you
Yeah.
formed. Like, she was just written in such a well-written way that made you empathize with her so much.
I will say though, like when we got to the part, so she's having her flashbacks, right? Of like what exactly happened when she was taken off the ship. They put her into a coma so they could get her away. She wakes up and it was like, fuck this, like we go back. And so like at that point I was like, oh, maybe it was Dorian. Like maybe. And like I just really was holding out hope that it was not her. And then when she's like, and then she just made those tiny little slits right in their neck. I was like, God damn
Yeah,
it.
I know. And I
Like
think
my jaw dropped and I knew it was coming.
if we hadn't gotten so much like connection to her, that would not have hit the way it did.
Yeah.
Because another thing that I guess I didn't initially have this like written down to talk about, but I think it's a big part of why you really empathize with Amy is you learn about her family life growing up. And it's kind of implied that she had like an inattentive mother who was like at least like emotionally abusive. And then her little brother is like kind of the only family she really ever felt close to, and she's like left him behind to never see him again because she's in
We're
deep
not ever
space.
coming
Like,
back, yeah.
time doesn't, you know, change the same way where she's at. And so like you feel so bad for her. And then she's in now in this horrifying situation and her crew's dead, and you just want to give her a hug. And then you get to the end of the book and you're like, oh my God.
The way she mourned them, throughout the book, you were like, damn, like that was her family. Like that, what an unbreakable bond. And like even the ones she didn't like Vasilisa, you're like, God, like she trained with those people and she grew up with those people, and like that's all she had, only to find out like she just killed him in cold blood. Like for a man, not even a man.
Well, but then,
For an entity.
yeah, for an entity, but then, okay, and this is me. This is what she has done to me. Amy has wormed her way into my heart because I'm like,
It's worth
obviously,
it.
Dorian is manipulating her, and he is like so hyper intelligent, like we cannot even comprehend like what his motives are. So then it's like, how much can we fault her? Because she is probably genuinely not stable anymore when she's made this decision. You know what I mean? It's
She
just
was not in
really
her right mind.
interesting.
Well, and it's like, how many times can you be like have your mind erased basically before it starts to have like permanent
Oh,
effects
yeah.
like
And he
this?
even started to say, like, oh, I think it's the prolonged exposure to the ship.
Yeah, he's
Like,
like, ooh.
And then it's like, oh my God, how many like times has he
Like, how long
experimented
has
on other
she been
beings?
here?
Yeah, like how much time has passed? Oh, frick, it's so good.
I do want to talk about Dorian because I think we maybe have two different opinions on this.
Okay, first of all, I want to acknowledge he's fucked up and scary, but I do also really love him. And I will not apologize for it.
No, and I don't think you should. This was one of these situations, and it rarely happens, where I just can't do it with the main male character. And like, I love the concept of him, and I don't want this to come across as like I didn't like him, because I did. And like, what a very cool and intricate character. But from the moment we met him, like I felt like on guard.
Yeah, he's scary.
Like there, I did not know a moment of peace anytime he was around. Like he scared me, and not in like a good way. Like the whole time, I was just like, what's he gonna do? Like, I know you're hiding something, you creepy little bitch. Like, and then he's like, yeah, I don't actually look like that. I was like, yeah, you probably have like fucking tentacle arms and like no head.
What's so funny to me
Like,
is
it's probably an ugly motherfucker under there, and
so funny to me is that I felt the same way. Like, I also was, as soon as I met him, on guard, but I was into it. I was like, ew,
no,
what's he hiding?
I was up until he's like, this is just what you want to see, and I'm like, oh, what is he?
Oh my God, no. And I
No, it's
think
probably gross.
I texted you as I was reading, and I was like, I do not care if he is an eldritch horror, if you do not kiss that man right now.
Oh, he is. I know he is. He is probably just the most gruesome thing. Which, when you do find out he's just like a figment of the ship, like that's when I was like, okay, that's not that bad. It's not his fault. Like, he's just one part of this ship. Like, he can't control the whole thing. And I gave him a little bit of slack there.
The ship is making its own decision, totally. It's
But
not his fault.
I truly believe deep down, part of the reason why anytime they were intimate, she blacked out was because it was just something absolutely foul and traumatizing.
No.
And I do
Maybe.
believe that.
Maybe. I don't have a rebuttal, so
Yeah,
yeah.
no, that is all that was going through my head. I was like, oh, you fucking freak.
No, I personally loved that, like, this entire story, like, he was the one responsible for her mental breakdown and her terror, but also the one that she was seeking comfort from. I just thought it
Yeah,
was, like,
and he
so
was
sick and
there
twisted.
to fucking sweep her off her feet in her time of need. It is the perfect storm.
It's so manipulative, and
Oh,
I
it's so
love it.
disgusting. I
I
loved
love
it
it.
too. I loved the concept. Like, I just thought it was really, really good creative writing.
Yes, it was.
And that's what I mean, but I loved it because it's just the never-ending story.
Yeah, oh my God, she's just in this loop forever.
And
And
eventually, her
like,
ship is just going to run out of fuel completely.
well, And I
You
don't
think?
even know if that really matters because.
Do you think he fills it up just enough for her to get to that one spot where she wakes up and then like it starts the whole cycle again? Because those bodies are never going to deteriorate
Yes, I do. I
in the
think you're right.
chamber. Like
No,
he
they're not
gives
gonna,
her
because it's a stasis
just
pod.
enough.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And time passes differently there. I think she's going to live for a very long
Well,
time.
he puts her back in her stasis pod too. Like
That's true.
she
Maybe she'll never
essentially is
die.
never gonna age. Like, or if she does, it's going to be at such a slow pace that she won't really notice it until one day she's like, maybe the
I look
stasis
different?
pods aren't working anymore.
Yeah, whenever she like barely gets a gray hair, like one singular gray hair. Yeah, like it's just going to go on forever, and I love that. That is so scary. This novella was so scary.
Oh, it was so good. It was genius. And then finally, like I do want to touch on the crew as well, because even though they're dead, they did make a lasting impact on the story.
Yeah.
Their crew ghosts just continuously haunted her waking and sleeping moments.
And they were scary too,
They were scary.
because they would appear to her sometimes like
Slightly
deformed. And
twisted.
yes, like, and that's interesting too, because whenever she did kill them, it wasn't like in a super graphic manner.
No, it was a very, like, as far as killing goes, a very tasteful,
Yeah, demure.
demure murder.
Yes, they were like such a cool concept in this novel as well, because I think they each served their own purpose. Like you said, there was the one that she didn't get along with, Vasilisa. And even though they didn't get along, like they still deep down had a respect for
Mutual,
each other. And then there was, is it Madi, you
I think
think?
it's Maddie.
Yeah, so Madi was kind of like, I don't know, like the brains of the operation. And then Lily, who like kind of kept everyone sane. And also was her ex-lover. So there's an interesting dynamic with all of these people.
I thought it was funny that it's like she is the one that like kept the group sane, but she ended up being the thing that like broke her mind, like truly. Like it was not until she had that moment like of intimacy with Dorian and Lily switched into it that she snapped out of it
Yeah.
and started exploring more.
Well, you could argue then that that was like making her more sane because it was like bringing her back to
True,
like
yeah.
reality.
That's
So,
true.
huh. And then I feel like you could kind of read into this in different ways. Like, either these like imaginings of her crew are just completely a figment of her imagination, or there really is like some sort of supernatural element, and like their spirits really are trying to communicate with her and like get her to safety and get her back off of this ship, even though she killed them.
Because I can't imagine, because like obviously this ship is able to like create what you think you want to see, and so I don't truly know like what the limit to that is, and so maybe like deep in her brain, like that is what she wanted, but like she's been so effectively like manipulated by Dorian
Yeah.
that she can't really discern that well enough. And so like the figments that she's seeing throughout the story are like her deep recessed like
Yeah.
memories like getting her out. And like that's what she wants to see.
Yeah. And I
Like
think
that's
that's fair because like if she hadn't been manipulated by Dorian, who again is this like extremely hyper intelligent being, like we cannot even comprehend how smart he is relative to these humans that he's interacting with. If she had never been manipulated by him, she never would have done the things that she
No.
did. Like, she loved her crew. They were her family, like you said, like her chosen family, even. So I think like she has completely lost all ability. By the time she murders them, she has lost all ability to like do the things that she genuinely wants to do. Like everything she is doing is because she has been manipulated by Dorian. So I could see you being correct in that she is wanting to see their ghosts as a way to like snap her out of it.
Because I think the cycle will continue, even though she now no longer has a crew. to like take her back and like try to like fix her. She still does have them like in her memories to the point where they seem real. And I think that may be enough to be like, I've got to get out of here. And then the cycle starts again.
Yeah, I think it's gonna slowly snap her out of it every time. And it's just gonna keep happening.
Yeah. Let's talk about some symbolism.
Yes. Oh, it's
There's
been
a
a while
lot. There's
since
a
we.
lot of good
Yes.
symbolism.
And I feel like it was done in such a like a tasteful way, but it also like a super obvious way. So the plant obviously symbolizes Earth in an unfamiliar like spaceship setting, and she clings to it for comfort. She milks it for all that it's worth. Like she carries that thing around. And it's interesting because Dorian has showed her to this room and he tells her like the ship, you're not seeing what's really there, but like the ship shows you what you want to see. And so she asks, like, is this plant real? And he's like, well, you're
It's as
seeing
real as you
it
want it
and
to
you're feeling it. And he's like, I'm so tired of these questions. You're an idiot.
be. He's like, maybe I will send you back.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just so interesting, like that the ship chose to, or Amy's brain chose to see a plant to like bring her comfort and remind her of home, because ultimately she chose to go on this mission as a way to like escape her life on Earth.
Yes, and now she's craving it.
Yet it's what's grounding her. The next thing I wanted to touch on is that Dorian Gray goes by the name Dorian Gray. And he is telling Amy, like, yeah, I read your welcome package, which means I've read every book that has ever been written, which means he read a lot of smut. Just gonna point that out. but he says, like, Dorian Gray is my chosen name. At one point, Amy was like, do you identify with Dorian Gray? And he was like, should I? Like, he's a cryptic motherfucker, but. That's really interesting because
It's a massive red flag.
it's a massive red flag. So, for those of you who have not read The Portrait of Dorian Gray, it's basically this guy, Dorian Gray. He has a portrait of him, and he is like the perfect symbol of like youth and male beauty. Like, he is this idealistic man, but he lives this like really immoral and sinful life where he is just like, not giving a
Doing whatever the
single
fuck he
fuck.
wants.
Yeah, and he's hurting people. Like, he's not just being like, oh, immoral, having fun. No, he's like
No.
hurting people in his
Yeah.
path. And the more like immoral he becomes, like his portrait becomes hideous. He just slowly devolves into this hideous, corrupt being. And the fact that Dorian Gray has read through every book
And
that's ever
chose
been
that.
written and chose to go by Dorian Gray. And Amy's like, do you identify as Dorian Gray? And he's like, should
She's
I?
like, I'll let it slide.
Why was that not
No,
like a bigger
because in that moment,
conversation?
she was like, oh, this poor alien, he just doesn't quite get it, I don't think. Like,
She's like,
sure.
he really doesn't get the nuances of like social
This
culture.
silly little guy. And like,
No,
deep,
he
he's like,
gets it.
actually, no, he gets it better than we ever could. Like,
Yeah.
fucking criminal mastermind.
She was just fully okay with skating over that. She's like, that's fine. He's presenting himself as a very attractive young man, so that's fine. I'll let
Very
it
nice young boy. We love
slide. She's
him.
like, oh yeah, maybe he just identifies with Dorian Gray because he's hot and he's presented himself as a hot young man.
And that's truly what she needed in that moment.
She's like, I just need some eye candy to
She's
really
like,
just distract
God, I
me.
could go for a hot dude right now.
And boy, did he deliver. I mean, except for the eyes. She said he never got the eyes right, but like,
Ooh, yeah, the eyes
apparently,
freaked me out.
yeah, his like void, like black eyes. That's so scary.
Yeah, he's actually very scary.
the last like symbol that's obvious that we'll talk about is the part where Amy is making her way. She's finally like, no, I'm going to see more of the ship. I'm pushing down this hallway, even though I don't know what's waiting for me. And she starts to see like the bloody walls. And then she looks down and her hands are covered in blood and like she can't wipe it away. And of course, that symbolizes Amy's
And
subconscious guilt.
that's symbolism.
That's symbolism, baby. Yeah, because she's subconsciously, she knows that she murdered her crew. And the blood is quite literally on her hands. But it still takes her a little bit longer to fully come to terms with that,
That's
unfortunately.
okay. Me too. So there are some thoughts, and I don't know, maybe we could call them concerns. More like concerns for Amy's safety, I think.
Yeah.
Not for the book itself.
Let's send a ship out right now to save her.
Yeah, don't worry, Amy. We'll be there in 5,000 years.
Yeah, see you soon.
The vibes were so good. The
Yeah.
vibes are so good. And I think, well, even if you don't like sci-fi, I think this is a good introduction to sci-fi because they don't really throw a whole bunch of shit at you. Like,
Yes.
it's very subtle. Like, you're in a spaceship, and that's about the extent of it.
Yes. Like you're not expected to know, like, because with a lot of sci-fi, you're expected to understand all this like world building and stuff, in a similar fashion to like fantasy books, but not here. No, you're just like,
No.
oh, I get it. I understand what a stasis pod is. I
Yeah,
understand.
makes
Very simple.
sense.
I also really liked the fact that this was a novella because I think for this story in particular, we already kind of talked about how it's just perfect because it didn't leave you wanting more because the way that it ended, you're just like, oh, this is just going to keep
Like,
going
all
forever.
right.
And I love that. It also kept things moving at a very exciting pace, I thought.
Yes. Yeah, there was no point when I was like, God, like, I don't know if I want to finish this.
No, I
One
was
thing
invested.
that truly just the thought of it keeps me up at night, is like what Dorian is. So we know obviously Dorian is not like a real thing. It's an extension of the ship. The ship is a living thing. But
Yeah.
what I want to know is who built that ship,
Yeah.
or like how did it come to be? Because like she kept asking, like, what are you? Like, what's your species? What do you do? And he was like, oh, I'm the last of my kind. Oh,
Yeah, why?
okay. Like,
Oh.
is there a reason?
What if whatever built the ship knew that they'd like created something like too monstrous and powerful, so they like banished it to deep space? And
Maybe.
that's why he's the last of his kind because they were like, no, we should never make that
No,
again.
no, no. Like, we're good. And that's kind of what I was thinking. But it's like, was he just like, did he not think about really anything before? Because it's like, how many creatures do you stumble upon in deep space? Like, what are the odds that she came across him? Or do you think he's like scouring the universe for poor, unfortunate souls?
I feel like he's probably scouring the universe until
Yeah.
he finds, so and maybe Amy is his first victim. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
He's
possible that
just
he
very
just
care.
like came upon her and then
Yeah.
was like, oh, this could be fun.
It was just bad timing all around. And that's really the, truly the only thing at any point where I was like, I would really like to know more about this. Not really even what happens after. Like, I truly just want to know where you came from.
The backstory and the motive.
Yeah. Like, why are
Yeah.
you like this? Maybe
But
he's
it's
just
fun to not
lonely.
know. Yeah, maybe he was just
Yeah,
lonely. Maybe
he's
he
just
wasn't
lonely.
trying to like completely destroy these people, but he just can't help it
Yeah,
because his nature
it's
is not
just what he's supposed to
compatible.
do.
Yeah. Because there were times, and again, he's very scary, he's very manipulative, so it could just all be manipulation, but there were
Yeah.
times that it's like, oh, I think like potentially he genuinely feels bad that she's scared
Yeah.
right
He
now.
was like, yeah, I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. And it's like, I think
So,
that was coming from a good place, but you kind of are, though.
yeah, I mean, you could go either way. Like, is he genuinely evil
Yeah.
or is he just too, like, not compatible?
Right.
You know, and he's just unintentionally hurting
I
her
don't
because
know.
he can't help it. I don't know.
I think he's too smart to be good.
Yeah.
Like, he just knows how
But
to play the game.
then
I don't
it's
know,
like, what if he
man.
is lonely and he really does just want a companion, but
And
he
the only
just
way you can
can't
do that
stop
is
hurting
by
people?
manipulating them.
Yeah. Oh, God, I don't
Yeah, I
know.
guess we'll never know.
Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is This really stood out to me multiple times throughout the book. Like, Meg used really ornate or obscure words. And I personally really liked it. Sometimes people are very critical of this in writing and they call it purple prose. That's like a term for, usually it's used in like a negative way, where they're saying, like, oh, you're being too pretentious using really
Very
flowery
flowery,
language.
yeah.
Yeah. But I think it really fit this story because it was like evoking this sense of like a really like intricate and mystifying like vibe. Like, oh, I don't know what that word means. And it kind of is just making me more confused. And I liked it.
So, my kind of thoughts behind it, and I didn't really realize it until after I'd finished the book. But another reason why she could be using that is because she like subconsciously picked it up from Dorian and all like the prior stays on his ship, because he does like speak and act like he is like from the Victorian era. And like some of it could have just been scientific phrases she's using, that's whatever. But some of it was not. Like some of it was very specific dialogue and like dialect from that era.
Yeah, some of it
And
was just like old English.
the only person that we know in this whole thing that is acting as though he's from the Victorian era is Dorian. And so that just leads me to believe like she's subconsciously like
Yeah.
using that.
'Cause she's like, I've been here before. Like, I've interacted with him before. I just don't remember it. Yeah. That's a really good point. I like that theory.
Another thing that I liked, but I also kind of disliked, was just
Yeah.
like the constant like sense of impending doom. So we start off in the ship and she's alone. She's in the middle of space. It's very scary. Everyone's dead, which is the worst thing that could have possibly happened. The guy who, the only person, which seems like a bad idea, who knows how to fix this shit, also dead. And so she's also trying to figure out like how to repair a ship when it's not really her strong suit. It's like
Yeah.
truly what was Amy's role, you know, in this
Yeah.
crew?
She was just support staff.
Yeah, she was admin.
Yeah.
And so that was very like, I don't know, like very claustrophobic
Yes.
almost.
And something else that's like real. So, yes, it starts off like really claustrophobic, like you're saying. And then immediately, it's like the exact opposite when she goes out to investigate outside the ship, and all of a sudden
Yes.
she's in
You're like,
deep
no, get
space.
back inside.
And well, then it's so scary too because she can't remember that she's the one that sabotaged the ship, but she sees that it was intentionally sabotaged. So then she's like, oh my God, there's some monster out here that's like after me. Like, it is so scary, and I loved it.
Well, and the fact that Dorian was the first to like stumble upon her and be like, oh, your ship's broken. And she was like, yeah, some psycho ruined my ship. And at no point was like, maybe it was him who answered within 10 minutes.
She sent a distress signal and then it was like, you rang.
Like, hey, girly, are you lost, baby
Oh my,
girl?
yeah, I am actually, baby girl.
Like, can you imagine? Like, someone did this to me. And he's like, damn, that's crazy.
That's so
Hop aboard my
crazy.
ship. And like, she's just like, yeah, no, that tracks.
Yeah, she is kind of dumb. But also,
She's a
what
little
else is she
dumb.
gonna do? Where's she gonna go? She can't
Yeah.
run. And she's the reason for that. She's the reason she can't
It's
run.
like, damned if I do, damned if I don't, you know?
One thing I thought was done really well in this book is just all of the dialogue. So, not only the dialogue between Amy and Dorian, but I thought the dialogue in the flashbacks with all of her crew members and like her family, and also the dialogue with her and the ship. It
It was really
was
funny.
hilarious. So, I just, and it like broke the moments of tension too. It was like, that humor that was infused into the really scary, tense, like beginning of the book. One of the very like best parts of this book was actually the beginning when she does first make contact with Dorian. And so she's like communicating with him through the ship. Like all of that dialogue, like the conversation with
Yeah.
her, the ship, with Dorian, like it just was, it was all done so well. Kind of like had little beats of humor here and there, and it was really captivating. And that's the very beginning of this novella. So it really drew me in.
So the last thing that really I think was it's an important part of this book is the beating heart of the ship. So anytime prior to this, like when she would try to explore, it was just like letting her walk in a circle. And like as she slowly started to like kind of piece things together, it opened up more to her because I don't know if that was just deeming her like ready. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Or was she just becoming more and more like aware, like her brain was
Right.
just back to normal?
What I would consider to be one of the scariest parts of this book is as she's like nearing the center of the ship, like just the walls are like drenched in blood,
Yeah.
and like the thrumming sound has like increased to the point where it's like deafening and it's like become one with her, and like that's all she can like see and hear and feel. Until she finally gets to the center of the ship where she sees that it's like a living being.
Oh, it's so scary.
And at that point, like it's kind of like almost like she saw God. And she
Yes.
like looked it in the eye and like it started slowly like killing her. I think that was just like the peak of the book. And after like obviously after that's when everything really started falling into place for her.
You know what? You just said something that made me come up with some more interesting talking points
Okay.
because, yes, like that part of the ship, it was slowly killing her. And then Dorian shows up and he is like, the ship shouldn't have let you come in here. It knows that, like, you can't survive this and, like, takes her away. So Dorian and the ship don't necessarily have the same
Desires and
wants.
yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, is the ship, does the ship have its own desires or does it just kind of exist and Dorian's the only one with desires? I don't know.
Or
But they're clearly not lined up.
was Dorian part of the ship and like somehow got his own like
Like,
persona? Like,
separated from it? Or was he always just kind of separate from it?
right. Like, or he is the creator. He is the creator of the ship
And he's
and
like stuck to it somehow.
he's stuck to it and it's like turned on him.
Ooh. Yeah, because Dorian, obviously, he wants Amy to still be there. We don't know why. We don't know if it's because he's genuinely lonely and like does care about her or if he just enjoys like fucking with her. I don't know.
Right.
But he clearly wants her alive to have her there. And the ship was killing her. I don't know if
Yeah.
it was conscious and aware that it was killing her. I don't know.
I'm just not sure of anything.
How cool.
Yeah. Is it cool? It's not all.
It's so cool. It's so scary. With that, we're going to pivot into some discussion questions. My first question for you is, do you normally reach for sci-fi books? And if you don't normally, will this one make you reach for them more?
No, I do not normally reach for sci-fi, which is crazy because I love like sci-fi movies.
Me too.
I love
And
them,
shows.
but I've just never thought to like read it. Now, I read like some of the Star Wars books, and I like those a lot. But again, that's because it's like familiar to me, I
Yeah.
think. No, this was like the first one because I won't lie, and like I said earlier, space really scares me.
Yeah.
And I had to really like hype myself up to read this book because I knew it would scare me, and it did. But in a good way, like it really exceeded my expectations. So yeah, I do think I probably will read more sci-fi books. I think it just really needs to be like the right type.
Yes.
Because some of them, I think it's a lot of world building, like any fantasy novel, but it's also like things that I'm unfamiliar with, and it's very like science-based, which I can figure out, but it's just not like my strong suit.
Yes, I agree with that. Like, I feel the same way as you. I love sci-fi movies and shows, but I don't normally reach for these like on the bookshelf. And I
Yeah.
really loved everything about this book, and it made me want to seek out books that are similar to it.
Yeah. And some of them are just like extremely like dense and very nerdy, which there's nothing
Yes.
wrong with that, but
But it's not necessary. But it's funny because we do really like dense, nerdy fantasy.
yes,
But it is different. It's a
it's just
different
a little
aesthetic.
different. I think sometimes fantasy can be very whimsical, whereas like sci-fi like just strikes me as like something like harder.
Yes, it does. It feels more rigid, even
Yeah,
though it is like made
like
up. It
sci-fi
feels more
is
rigid.
like a rock. Whereas like fantasy is like a glen, like a like the
Yes.
woods.
Yes. I get that. I get exactly what you're saying. And I feel the same.
Yeah, that's the only way I can describe that.
But I want more of whatever this was. And so maybe specifically what I'm looking for is sci-fi horror.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Like Lovecraftian horror, maybe.
I mean, I do like Lovecraft.
I've never actually read Lovecraft, even though
It's
after reading this, I'm
spooky.
kind of like, I think I would like it. My second question for you. Do you think that the crew left behind their objects for Amy to find, like, intentionally, because like they saw her devolving and they're like, she's gonna try to get back on the ship. So do you think that's what happened? Or do you think that after Amy like realized what she did the first time, she planted them there for herself, knowing that she was going to get stuck in this loop again, and like as a way to kind of like bring her back to reality so she could get off the ship again?
So, I don't think it's either because the crew did not fully understand how deep this truly went, like in her psyche. Like I truly think like they thought maybe she just had never felt like a connection like that before.
They're like, oh, she's
And
just lonely.
like even Lily was like, that's kind of weird because like I thought we had a pretty good connection at one point, mixed with the fact that like I'm sure space travel is probably very hard on the body and the brain. And so no, I don't think they fully understood like the extent of like the damage that had been done to her. And so when they brought her back, like they truly thought she would like snap out of it.
Yeah, they were like, she just needs distance.
And I don't think she stashed those items because I still think she was just in such like a manic state, like after killing them, that like I don't know what she did so, like after she killed them, like if she just stuffed herself back into a stasis pod or if she like blacked out and woke up like an hour later and was like, dang, that was like a fucking crazy dream. Why is my crew dead? No, I don't think she stashed it on the ship. I think that was like a something the ship conjured because she again had that deep recessed in her brain. And she was trying to figure out what happened to her crew, and that is how it manifested.
And the ship is kind of wired to show her what
What
she
she
needs to
wants to
see.
see.
Yeah, or what she wants to see. Yeah. Interesting. I like
So,
that.
yeah, I think it was the ship just following the guidelines of what it was meant to do. And like deep down, that is what she needed.
Yeah, which kind of brings me back to what we were talking about earlier. So I kind of feel like the ship is like separate from Dorian. I feel like the ship is just kind of programmed to do what it does. I don't think the ship itself has desires. I feel like Dorian has desires and is obviously attached to the ship, but I think the ship itself is just simply programmed to do what it was programmed
Well,
to
and
do.
Dorian even said the ship will show you like what you want to see to protect your mind. And because she was reeling from the loss of them, and deep down she knows it was her, like that is how her mind was going to be like protected, is by allowing her to slowly figure out what happened to the crew.
And then at that point when she was like able to get into like the beating heart of the ship and Dorian was like, the ship shouldn't have showed you this. I think the thing is that Amy was so determined to get in there, she basically forced the ship to reveal itself to her, even though it was
Because
dangerous.
again, it knows that's what her need and want was in that moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she needed to know what was going on.
I like this theory.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That's, I think I'll stick
We've
with that.
solved it. Yeah.
It's okay, Meg. I did it for you.
Yeah, Meg, let us know if that's what you were thinking.
Thanks, girly. So, one thing I saw when I was reading reviews is someone described this book as a happy for now ending. And I don't know if I really jived with that or not, but would you consider this to be a happy for now ending? Or do you think she is still like being coerced into staying? Like this is still not what she truly wants.
I can see why they phrased it that way because happy for now ending is a like a trope in books. I can see why they chose that to describe this. However, happy is kind of wild. to describe
That's
what's
a
going on.
loose term.
But I get where they were coming from when they said that.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, yeah, she's doing what's comfortable right now, and her psyche right now is just like, yeah, like I need him. Like he's what I need to feel safe. Like that's what her brain has convinced itself. However, again, we still don't know his motives. Like we don't know if he truly is evil. Certainly, this is not a happy situation. I guess you could argue that it's like maybe that's as happy as things can get for her at this
Yeah.
point, because it's kind of like making lemonade out of lemons. I don't know.
Right. I don't think she wants to, like, deep down, like, I feel like he has somehow said the right thing, or because he basically read a manual on what it is to be a human being from Earth. Like, who knows what all they put in there? Like, he basically knows how to use every wide array of human emotion available, mixed with, all these different manuscripts and pieces of literature and everything else he's read. Like, he can just determine exactly the right things to say and how to say it to make her believe she's happy. But I don't think she truly is.
Yeah, he does, and she notices. Whenever she is like first getting to know him, well, first getting to know him, quote unquote, because it's her third time on the ship, she's like, oh wow, like he really evoked this specific emotion really well. That's interesting because I know he's not human.
The thrum is actually her brain melting slowly.
Yeah, and I
It's
mean,
like it's just
he
a
says,
wavelength that like allows him to just control like what
yeah,
she's thinking.
he says, like, ooh, the prolonged exposure seems to be getting to you. But again, like there's part of me that feels like he could genuinely care for her, but is just a monster and can't help his nature. Like I think that's possible. Do I think it's likely? Not really, because again, he's
A
really, really
monster.
intelligent, and I think he is actually intentionally manipulating her is the
Yeah.
most likely explanation.
I agree.
Long story short, not happy.
Don't think it's a happy for now ending. My last question is, when Amy eventually dies, do you think the ship is like going to eat her? Or like do you think he's gonna feed it to like the beating heart of the ship?
know what? I don't. I don't because I'm kind of thinking like, what would be the benefit of that? It's not like she would give the ship much energy. She can't have that much energy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like what's he gonna do with her?
What's
He's
it
gonna
gonna?
eat her.
I think that he, okay, because again, part of me feels like that whether he is strictly just manipulating her because he just wants to, or he genuinely cares for her but is just a monster and is unintentionally hurting her. In either of those scenarios, I feel like he would want to just like have some sort of memorial service for her.
And maybe like preserve her body somewhere on the ship.
I could see that too. I could
Yeah.
definitely see that. Yeah, I do not think the ship will eat her. But that's a great question. Thank you for asking.
I think it might though. There's like a 30% chance she's being fed directly to the heart of the ship.
That'll really just, keep the
Or he
ship going
was
for another 30
lying
seconds.
and he's actually not the last of his kind and he is taking her to his home planet.
Wait,
From two, the sequel.
could she somehow reproduce with the mind of a ship? I
I
don't
guess we'll
know.
never know
Is
if
a
he actually
ship
is
going to
the
be
mind of a
born?
ship. I don't know. Stay tuned. That
Yeah,
wraps
that was great. That conversation really took a turn there at the end.
Yeah, I got scared.
But I really, really enjoyed this novella. And like I said, you all should read more works by Meg Smitherman because she's a very talented author. And she's got some different like vibes that are more like fantasy if sci-fi is not really your favorite thing. Join us next week as we really dive deep into our spooky season with Corrupt by Penelope Douglas. It is the first book in the
It
Devil's Night series, and it is dark.
is so
Check
scary,
your trigger
but
and
like in
content
a different
warnings
way.
in a much different way than everything we've just talked about. It is
It's
just these.
scary as in these rich people are real.
Yes, people act like this, and that's terrifying.
And then the week after, we're just going to keep the good vibes going from the horsemen. And we're going to be doing a minisode discussing Headless Horsemen by Siggy Shade. And if you don't remember Siggy Shade from last year, I do recommend researching that prior to. She is really big into monster romance and she does her craft well.
Yes.
If there's triggers in that, I would still maybe check.
I mean, just check in general. Always check with our spookier stuff. But go ahead, get started on Corrupt if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.